Tonight on the Worldview Report, the state of Illinois issued an ultimatum to its gun-owning citizens. Turn over all semi-automatic weapons capable of holding more than 10 rounds by January 1st, or face the consequences of being a felon. We'll show you how many of the state's 2.4 million gun owners have complied. North Korea conducts a third straight day of live-fire military exercises that has the Korean Peninsula on edge. The Biden administration refuses to condemn Nigeria's persecution of Christians. Former Vice President Mike Pence goes on CNN to defend the actions of the FBI on January 6, 2021. The family of January 6 protester Ashley Babbitt has filed a $30 million wrongful death suit against the federal government. And the United States set records for homelessness across the country in 2023. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with a looming showdown over gun rights in Illinois. The state of Illinois has a new law that went into effect last year and gave residents until January 1st, 2024 to comply by either getting rid of their AR-15s and a whole host of other banned guns and magazines, or register them with the state. Well, that date came and went, and only 15,000 people out of 2.4 million gun owners registered their weapons. That's less than 1% who decided they were going to be obedient to the rogue state of Illinois, which decided to run roughshod over the Second Amendment rights of its citizens. So, is the state going to start rounding up all those people and confiscating their guns? Watch this report from the United States Concealed Carry Association's official YouTube channel.
Is the state of Illinois going to confiscate millions of guns in the coming months?
At this point, no one can buy banned assault style weapons in the state. Starting today, those who own and purchased prior to this year are now required to register those weapons with the state in order to keep them.
A year ago, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed his name on the dotted line after the Senate and House approved a statewide ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
Okay, folks, we've been talking about it for months. The state of Illinois has this new PICA law, Protecting Illinois Communities Act. PICA, boo. We hate this law. But January 1st was the day when everybody needed to register all of the things on the PICA law that were registerable. Don't worry. The state of Illinois put together an 85-page PDF with a flow chart to tell people what they needed to register so that they could be in accordance with the law. Well, guess what happened? Only 15,000 people registered their items with the state of Illinois. Now, we're talking about like 2.4 million firearm owner identification card holders. These are the people who have to register their stuff. And 15,000 of them, that's less than 1%. Decided they were going to obey this law. So think about this for a minute. Less than 1% of the people decided to follow the law. Now the state of Illinois has all of their contact information. The FOID cards, those firearm owner ID cards in Illinois, have been around since 1968. And you have to have a FOID card to even touch a gun in the state of Illinois. So everyone who got a FOID card probably has a gun. That's what the state's probably thinking right now. 2.4 million people have FOID cards and only 15,000 registered their stuff. But let's do some math. Hang on a minute. We're going to do some math. Okay. 15,000 people registered some 53 or 54,000 items. So that's like 3.4 items per person. If we math this out all the way to the end, and we just assume that that's the average, that's 8.3 million items, 8.6, 8.3. I can't do the math in my head. It's written down here, but Dylan told me not to look at the screen. So 8.2 to 8.6 million items are supposed to be registered, and they're not, because the people of Illinois have decided they're not going to follow what they believe is an unjust law. This Protecting Illinois Communities, PICA Act, that it went into effect immediately. All that stuff was immediately illegal. And then they just gave people a window of opportunity to register their items, mostly semi-automatic rifles. I mean, I looked at this document, this 85-page document. Every single variation of AR-15 is on that document. And there's all sorts of other things. There's a whole flow chart that was like, does your gun have a detachable magazine? Yes. Is the detachable magazine greater than 10 rounds? No. It and works its magic all the way through this flowchart.
That, my friends, is how this nation is going to have to rein in the extra constitutional powers of the long arm of government. Peaceful noncompliance. That's the only thing that the politicians and the rogue judges seem to understand. People power. Do you really think the Illinois State Police are going to start going door to door collecting guns from 2.4 million state residents? I could be wrong, but I don't see it. I, for one, have family in Illinois. I've urged them for years to get out of that state to no avail. It is a corrupt state. It's a beautiful state, a farming state, in a big part of the state. And the people, well, they're wonderful, many of them. We have known many, many, many of them through our Worldview Weekend rallies and conferences in Illinois. But the state government is so corrupt. How many of their governors have gone to prison? But many have remained. But I can tell you this. Many of these state police will not violate the Second Amendment of their citizens. I have a nephew that's a state police officer. I don't see him doing this. We'll watch. North Korea continues to attract attention, having conducted live-fire drills near its maritime border with South Korea in what was the third consecutive day of military exercises. This comes amid mounting tensions over what has been labeled the biggest escalation in years. Residents on a border island, which was hit by North Korean shells in 2010, well, they have been warned to stay inside, as gunfire has been heard nearby and in case the South Koreans launch any countermeasures. Quote, North Korean gunfire is currently being heard, end quote. So said a text message sent to all residents, adding that troops on the island, quote, are currently responding. But residents are advised to be careful of outdoor activities, end quote. None of North Korea's artillery shells have yet fallen south of the Northern Limit Line, or the NLL. That's the de facto maritime border in the Yellow Sea. And no casualties have been reported, so says the Yonhap news agency. This all comes after North Korea's communist dictator, Kim Jong-un, threatened a nuclear attack on the South during a year-end meeting and called for a buildup of his country's military arsenal ahead of armed conflict that he warned could, quote, break out any time, end quote. Former Vice President Mike Pence appeared on CNN Sunday to discuss the January 6th Capitol protest. Pence told CNN's Jake Tapper that the FBI did not contribute to the January 6th Capitol protest, and he was, quote, pleased, end quote, with the arrest of more than 1,200 Trump supporters. Pence said, quote, I've heard the many repeated assurances from the FBI that they were not involved, and I take them at their word, end quote. Pence said he believes carte blanche everything that he's been told by the FBI and their director, Christopher Wray, about the FBI's actions that day in the nation's capital. And he added, quote, I've seen the director of the FBI repeatedly assure the American people that the FBI were not the instigators of the riot that occurred on January 6th. And frankly, I'm very grateful for the efforts of the FBI to bring nearly 1,000 people to justice who ransacked our Capitol and did violence against police officers that day, end quote. Pence says he's, quote, pleased, end quote, that more than 1,000 mainly peaceful Trump supporters are now locked up in the D.C. gulag. Most January 6th protesters, well, they peacefully strolled right through the Capitol after being waved in by police. But they were arrested and charged by the corrupt Biden Justice Department anyway. Quote, I believe everyone that conducted the riot at the Capitol needs to be held to the fullest extent of the law. I'm pleased that many have, end quote. That's what Pence added. Take a look at Pence's absurd response to the deep state sock puppet, Jake Tapper.
It's not just President Biden who's focusing on January 6th, of course. You have Donald Trump still talking about it. Do you want to just, like, take this opportunity to clear up this lie that the FBI was leading the charge on January 6th? It's obviously not true. I'm sure you know it's not true. Do you want to make that clear to the voters?
You know, I've seen the director of the FBI repeatedly assure the American people that the FBI were not the instigators of the riot that occurred on January 6th. And frankly, I'm very grateful for the efforts of the FBI to bring nearly 1,000 people to justice who ransacked our Capitol and did violence against police officers that day. But you're right. We've been assured again and again that it was not the case. And I just must tell you, having been there that day, I mean, to see people literally breaking windows, ransacking the Capitol, it just infuriated me. I remember thinking, you know, not this, not here, not at the United States Capitol. And I believe everyone that conducted that that riot at the Capitol needs to be held to the fullest extent of the law. I'm pleased that many have, but I've never been given any information. I've heard the many repeated assurances from the FBI that they were not involved, and I take them at their word.
The entire exchange, well, it appeared to be rehearsed. Pence was shaking his head in what seemed to be disgust before Tapper even finished asking the leading question. Maybe they didn't even have to rehearse because these two, well, they already know they're playing for the same team. I think Pence is disgraceful and he's an embarrassment. And there he is on CNN, what many refer to as the Communist News Network. And there he sits, trashing half the country's voting public. Is it any wonder Pence had to fold the tent on his 2024 presidential run before, well, it even got off the ground? He couldn't even make it into 2024. He is an utter disgrace to his party and his country. And it makes me question, what does the deep state have on Mike Pence to apparently control him as they do? That's just a question. Former President Donald Trump called for Joe Biden to, quote, release the J6 hostages, end quote. He did this during his speech in Iowa on the third anniversary of the protest. All major Republican presidential candidates, well, they were in Iowa, and they are in Iowa, and they're holding campaign events just days ahead of the state's presidential caucuses. Trump, well, he has a message for the Biden regime stating, quote, release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe, end quote. Watch this.
What they've done, and they ought to, you know what they ought to do? They ought to release the J6 hostages. They've suffered enough. They ought to release them. I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages. Release the J6 hostages, Joe. Release them, Joe. You can do it real easy, Joe. This guy, what he's done to people. And it.
Meanwhile, the corporate media lets Joe Biden continue to get away with telling blatant lies about what happened on January 6th. Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit writes that Biden, in his first official campaign speech, said he and his wife Jill attended the funerals of police officers who were killed as a result of the events of January 6th. Well, that's an outright lie. Four people died at the Capitol on January 6th. Of those four people, none were police officers. All were Trump supporters. Their names, well, they were Roseanne Boyland, Benjamin Phillips, Ashley Babbitt, and Kevin Greeson. At least three of these four Trump supporters They were actually killed by police, according to numerous reports. Last Friday, Biden stated, quote, over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended the funerals of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day because of Donald Trump's lies, end quote. Well, again, for the record, Hoff points out that no police officers were killed that day. Not one. Officer Brian Sicknick, well, he died the next day from a stroke. Joe Hoff writes, quote, there is no evidence that the January 6th protests were linked to the D.C. police officer who later committed suicide that year. It's far-fetched at best, but it does play into the hands of the totalitarians in charge, end quote. And then Joe Hoff asks, quote, did any media outlet correct Joe Biden? Any? Are there any mainstream media reporters who are honest anymore? End quote. I think the answer to that question is a resounding no. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept. I'm interrupting this commercial to let you know you can get our six-piece My Towels, regular $69.98, now only $29.98. Or you can save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Also, we have bath sheets, bath towels, washcloths, hand towels, and so much more. And the best part, with your promo code, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all My Towels. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. And thank you again for your support that helps to make this free broadcast possible. We're here as a public service and as a broadcast ministry of, in part, WVW Foundation. Our foundation exists to push out programming to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview and then know how God would have us to respond. If you appreciate that, then we appreciate your support through our foundation. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Our foundation also sponsors a church service on Sunday nights. Last night, here I was, 8 p.m. Central, at this desk with my Bible in hand, and I taught for a whole hour straight from the Bible. We talked about some of the most misquoted and twisted Bible verses. It's a series I've been going through based on a book that I wrote and was released in 2014. So if you appreciate all we're doing, we appreciate your support. WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. Hayward Unified School District in California's Bay Area is providing LGBTQ propaganda books and films to its more than 19,000 students, including a movie that glorifies transgender drugs for children. On Tuesday, the Daily Wire announced it has reviewed documents detailing lesson plans and recommended resources used in California's Hayward Unified School District, which spans more than 19,000 children from preschool through high school. The materials include a list of, quote, LGBTQ plus inclusive films, end quote, that can be streamed online for free, along with recommended audience ages. It includes an entry on, quote, diversity in family structures from a wide range of children's perspectives, end quote, for viewers as young as kindergarten. The film includes the story of a 12-year-old girl whose peers' reaction to her tomboy habits has her, quote, not sure if she wants to be a girl, a boy, or something in between when she grows up, end quote. This film, well, it's recommended for fifth graders. Another film focuses on the, quote, story of the Hayward Gay Prom, an annual event in Hayward since 1995, end quote, which is deemed suitable for grades 7 and up. While not mentioned in the list, the website for the tomboy film, I'm Just a Neck, adds that the main character is given a, quote, medication that will suppress the hormones that are causing her body to change before she's ready, end quote, which is presented as doing nothing more than, quote, giving her more time to decide, end quote. The Hayward School District also maintains resources for so-called, quote, safe and inclusive, end quote, books that, quote, include a range of themes, including different family structures like two moms or two dads, gender identity and expression, people from different cultures, physical boundaries, respecting personal space, mixed race identity, and etc., end quote, as well as materials on how to hold a, quote, pride flag ceremony, end quote, promote pro-LGBT paraphernalia, such as, quote, protect trans kids, end quote, t-shirts, and, quote, ally ribbons, end quote, and how to, quote, create gender expansive classrooms, end quote. Last year, the United States set records for homelessness across the country as Americans continue to burn both ends of the candle trying to hang on. As reported by The Hill, quote, last month, the U.S. government released its annual point-in-time count of people experiencing homelessness on a single night this past winter. The latest figures confirm the tragedy we all see in communities across the country. 650,000 people sleeping on the streets or in shelters, the highest figure since the count started in 2007. That's what the report said. The Hill further reported, quote, the government also released data showing that last year, almost 900,000 people fell into homelessness for the first time, a 25% increase from the previous year and by far the largest increase ever recorded, end quote. Axios added that Washington, D.C., New York, and Vermont had the country's highest concentrations of people experiencing homelessness in 2023. That's according to a report from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves gave a chilling speech on Friday, January 5th, suggesting the Department of Justice is preparing to prosecute more Americans for protesting outside the Capitol building on January 6th. Watch this.
And what happened inside of the building? An important note when it comes to our prosecutions about those who remained outside the building. We have used our prosecutorial discretion to primarily focus on those who entered the building or those who engaged in violent or corrupt conduct on Capitol grounds. But if a person knowingly entered the restricted area without authorization, they had already committed a federal crime. Make no mistake, thousands of people occupied an area that they were not authorized to be present in the first place.
Well, that's a big wow, folks. If the Biden regime is somehow able to cheat or scam its way into a second term, they could drag this out, well, for many, many more years, prosecuting thousands of more Americans for simply occupying a space that they were supposedly not, quote, authorized, end quote, to be present in. Now, I think that would be a big precedent that gets set for Americans going forward, don't you? And for America. Prosecuting Americans for doing nothing more than standing outside of the U.S. Capitol, which has been historically described as the People's House. And it's been, of course, the site of countless peaceful protests dating back to the Civil Rights era and beyond. The government, well, they are sending, I think, a message. The message is that the Capitol is no longer the People's House. It is their house. It's, I think, become a house of tyrants, a den of thieves. Keep in mind also that this Assistant Attorney General's statement, well, it was prepared and read from a piece of paper. And it came just a couple days after Joe Biden used his bully pulpit of the White House to once again demonize all Americans who support Donald Trump, who, of course, is his primary political opponent in the upcoming election. Only dictatorships, folks, operate in such a manner, threatening any and all opposition, well, that might exist, with criminal prosecution. There's no constitutional republic in the history of the world in which a legitimately elected government official would criminalize his political opposition. But it just happened. And it's been happening. That's why I've said there's no saving the republic. The republic has already been stolen out from under us, and it remains to be seen whether this republic can be reestablished as our organic documents call for. Once the government, the central government, has moved outside of the bounds of the U.S. Constitution, the laws of nature and nature's God, the definition of a constitutional republic, what the divine has ruled on, we don't rule against, the people who are the government, who implement government, organize government for the protection of God-given rights that come from God, not from the government, those people, the government of the people, by the people, for the people, are empowered by our organic documents to deal with the runaway, tyrannical government that has usurped authority and powers not belonging to them. The real insurrectionists, folks, are those calling America First proponents insurrectionist. We all know that this current central government is operating outside the boundaries of the law that are set for it. I think this may be the year in which we find out once and for all if it's even possible for free and fair elections to take place in America. Or do we live in a one-party state? I think we're about to find out before this year is over. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. There are a few ways you can support us. One we've already mentioned, WVWFoundation.com. Another way is to support our, well, advertisers, our sponsors, those that help us and also at the same time help you. So we're all winning. One way you can support your own health and support this organization is by picking up your own Wellness Company Emergency Medical Kit. My friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe are with the Wellness Company. 8 medications in here. And you can get a prescription. And it does require a prescription, so you have some paperwork you have to fill out. You can get these 8 meds right now at twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Now, when you go on the website and make your purchase, be sure to check your email because you will have some paperwork you have to fill out because you are getting a prescription for these 8 meds. If you want to know what the 8 meds are, the meds include like ivermectin, amoxicillin, and others. You can find out about all 8 of them at twc.health/Brannon and also what they treat. But there you go. Another way you can support us and I think also support your health is by, well, going to a new website. We have a new website since we were last on the air. Finally went live, making it more easy for you to find all the information. It's melissahousebg.com. Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E, B-G stands for Bella Grace. melissahousebg.com. On this brand new landing page, you will find many videos of my interviewing doctors, PhDs, about this elixir. I take this elixir twice a day, as does my wife. We have now for several weeks. We've talked about some of the personal testimonies from our own experience. And we're being, well, inundated with phone calls and texts and emails from many of you who have also been on it for now for several weeks and are giving us your personal testimonies of why you're so thankful for it. Now, what's in it? It's a powerful elixir with 3 ingredients, collagen. And men, we need collagen too for flexibility of our tissues, for hair growth, and much more. In fact, some of you have even noticed that my hair seems thicker. Well, that's something my wife has been saying for the last couple of weeks as well. And she's got hair growth, as we've told you before, that her hairdresser of over 13 years has noticed on top of her head. So collagen, I think it's a good thing. And then there's what's known as cat's claw. It comes from a vine, the bark on a vine, and it is a powerful anti-inflammatory. And then there is something known as astaxanthin. Astaxanthin. It crosses the brain-blood barrier and gets all of these great ingredients into our system. Now, again, you don't have to take my word for it. If you go to the new landing page and website we've created, Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E, by the way, melissahousebg.com, melissahousebg.com, you'll find a big button there on that page where you can read about all of the 80 clinical trials, all right? And you can see a lot of the videos of the different people we've interviewed that are doctors, MDs, and PhDs, including Dr. Mark Miller, who spent 30 years developing this powerful elixir. And again, remember, the 80 clinical trials are there. Why not sign up and get a subscription that comes to your door? My wife and I do. Comes to our door every month. And by the way, you just rip off the top, drink it, and you're done. Again, don't take my word for it. Go read the 80 clinical trials. It's a great way, I think, to support your health and this broadcast at the same time. Well, and don't forget also about MyPillow.com/B66, another sponsor. Right now, that promo code is one of the few promo codes that's offering free shipping still. So why not order something heavy like a brand new mattress and have it shipped right to your door for free? Free shipping. But you got to use the promo code MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com/B66. Thanks again for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.